Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Reaction has been continuing throughout the day today to the US execution in Afghanistan of the Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri. Zawahiri was Osama bin Laden's deputy and successor, and his death was welcomed last night by President Biden as a major blow to Al-Qaeda. But what does the killing tell us about the Biden White House, about Afghanistan under the Taliban, and also about relations between the two countries? Well, John Brennan was President Obama's CIA director, and I'm delighted to say he joins us on the programme now. John, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you so much, Colette. Good to be with you.
President Joe Biden said last night that the US execution made Americans safer. Now, I just wonder, is that true? I mean, how much of a current threat was al-Zawahiri?
Well, I think, as you know, Ayman al-Zawahiri has been the leader of al-Qaeda since bin Laden's death in 2011. He had been in hiding in northern Pakistan for many years in seclusion, but he was still at the helm of the al-Qaeda terrorist organization. He wasn't very much engaged in operational activities over the past decade because of the lack of the opportunity to communicate with al-Qaeda operatives that still exist in many parts of the world, including in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, and other areas. The fact that he was able to travel to Afghanistan and to Kabul under the guidance and safe haven and support of the Taliban is really quite worrisome, because it would then allow Zawahiri to have the types of communication with al-Qaeda members that he was not able to have from northern Pakistan. So I think there are a lot of questions about what he was doing in Kabul and whether or not he was going to try to reconstitute al-Qaeda's worldwide terrorist network.
And was he working in cooperation or in collaboration with the Taliban? Are they the questions the U.S. and Washington is asking themselves now?
Well, absolutely, because one of the senior members of the Taliban is Sirajuddin Haqqani, and Haqqani is the head of the Haqqani Network, which is a network of paramilitary criminals that, along the Pakistan-Afghan border, that have been involved in a number of terrorist attacks, including against U.S. and allied interests in the region. And so Haqqani has had longstanding contacts with al-Qaeda. And I do believe that and President Biden and other U.S. officials have said that Zawahiri was in Kabul with the full knowledge, understanding, and protection of the senior members of the Taliban. So it does raise questions about the Taliban's supposed pledge that they would not allow Afghanistan to be used by these terrorist organizations to carry out terrorist attacks abroad.
The Taliban, John, have taken exception to this killing within their own territory and jurisdiction. They're saying, look, leave this to us. We can deal with this type of stuff. But there are bigger questions, more fundamental questions now between relations between the US and Afghanistan, as you outline. How do you think the Biden presidency will proceed with this now?
Well, first of all, the Taliban is not a monolith, and so there are different elements within the leadership. There are some very extremist, radical elements like Haqqani, but there are also more moderate elements. But clearly, we cannot rely on the Taliban to police itself, because the U.S. intelligence had incontrovertible evidence and intelligence that the Taliban were aware and facilitated Zawahiri's travel to Kabul. So this was done clearly with their full support, and that is why the United States could not allow the Taliban to take care of this problem, because basically the extremist elements in the Taliban created it.
Is there a problem there, John, in terms of U.S. foreign policy? Because President Biden, in his remarks last night, said, look, we have undertaken this hit or this military attack despite the fact that the U.S. withdrew from Afghanistan last summer. Now, some foreign policy observers would say, look, you're either in or you're out of a country, but you can't keep dipping in and out across jurisdictional lines to execute an enemy. Surely you have to be in and help moderate and manage and govern the country before it stuff like this happens, collaboration of enemies and so on.
Well, for 20 years, the United States and a lot of other countries cooperated in Afghanistan to try to bring Afghanistan into the 21st century. But then the Biden administration decided to withdraw U.S. forces. But also President Biden made a commitment at that time that despite the fact that the U.S. forces were withdrawing, the United States was going to continue to be able to monitor the developments in that region and take actions as appropriate to mitigate any type of terrorist threats that might develop, which is what happened this past weekend. So I do think it demonstrates the resolve of the United States to protect not just its citizens, but the citizens of other countries that have been killed and injured by terrorist organizations, and particularly al-Qaeda. And Zawahiri has a lot of blood on his hands over the years. And again, I would just say that his travel to Kabul raises questions about whether or not al-Qaeda was seeking to now collaborate more closely with the Taliban to see if they can start their terrorist activities worldwide once again.
Before I let you go, John, I'm sure you're keenly observing Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taipei, Taiwan, which has been strongly warned against by China and condemned now that she's there. It's certainly increased tension between the two countries. Are you in support of the visit, or do you see it as dangerous?
Well, I wish it had not had to take place. It was an unnecessary visit. I understand what Speaker Pelosi is trying to do, which is to try to signal our strong support for Taiwan, and despite the Chinese threats. However, it's my understanding that the Biden administration was trying to discourage the visit at this time as a way not to raise tensions between the United States and China. And so China has been warning about some type of retaliation. We shouldn't be intimidated by that.
Mm-hmm. And how could they retaliate, John, do you think?
Well, people are talking about they could take some aggressive actions vis-a-vis Taiwan with cyber attacks or other types of things and try to undermine Taiwan, or even some actions against U.S. interests in the region. But again, I think once the word of Pelosi's trip had come out, I think Speaker Pelosi didn't want to back down in the face of Chinese threats and warnings. However, again, I think what we don't want to do is try to provoke some type of escalatory spiral between the United States and China that could have very unintended and very dangerous consequences.
And it's certainly a strange position for a U.S. president to be in, having to deal with the consequences of this visit now, having warned against it. But we'll see how it plays out. Ex-CIA Director John Brennan, thank you very much indeed for joining us in the program.
Thanks, Corey.